No, put that down. You're throwing money at me.
You know, I start running ideas when my idea was to just throw things at AJ and try to hurt him. And that's our intro. Exploding Barrel Podcast for March 5th, 2012. This is Mike Minotti, and I love money. Money, 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 money.
Scrooge McDuck.
I'm joined by my brother, Ratch Guy.
Hello.
And our good friend, Fixer.
Hey.
His fixness. The one and only.
Once again,
Fix.
Michael, playing up this fiction of your name that only he knows about.
What are you talking about, dude? The viewers know me by now. You know, I'm like a celebrity on this.
Yeah, Fixer's like reoccurring superhero, not guest.
That's right.
God.
So, we got a good show today. We got our news, right?
Yes, the we still need a name for this now, but let's go
musical.
No, that's dumb.
So you're dumb. I like it. Let's go musical. How about not my mama's news?
That has nothing to do with anything.
Okay, I got something better. The Newsies 2 still newsing after all these years.
That would imply it's a musical. Or
it
a musical.
How about
old school news school?
The musical. Yeah.
No.
Okay, how about the news?
Yes.
Huey Lewis in the news, okay? There you go.
The news
no,
by
just the news. Huey Lewis is in the year.
Hey, you know called Huey Lewis in the news.
That's what exactly. He just said.
I can't hear Fixer. I got these headphones on. He's further away. You should switch seats with him.
No.
Fixer.
Just speak up.
I can't hear you. I'm all the way over here and I can't hear anything.
You can't hear me.
Well, nah, you don't have to have the cups around your ears. Just wear it around your neck.
That's weird.
Okay, then listen closely.
So what are we
Turn
calling
your hearing
aids. In the news?
No, look at the news.
Turn up your hearing aid, old man.
I like Huey Lewis in this. So we got that. Then we'll do a new segment. It's a surprise debate, Ashguy. I'm surprising you. Look surprised. Oh, my God, he's shocked.
Everybody listening to this can see his face.
It's called the Retro Console Wars.
Okay.
We're going to decide the winner of all the past console wars.
Okay.
Starting off
Didn't
with
we do this before?
I don't think so.
All right.
If we did, it was probably like 5 years ago.
Well, you guys been doing this for 5 years?
No, we haven't.
What?
We haven't.
We've been doing it for 4 years.
Yes.
I didn't even know you guys
were
doing
it.
Therefore,
we didn't do it 5 years ago. You're wrong.
In the wrestling world, if you did something like 2 years ago, it never happened.
That's right. That's so. Right. I love the mentality of like your typical wrestling fan because like if you just take it off the camera for long enough, they forget about it.
That's right.
Doesn't happen. Never happened.
So if it did happen, which I don't think it did.
Okay.
If it did.
So yeah, Chris Benoit's been off camera for more than 2 years now. So obviously, he never happened.
Too soon.
No, it's
no,
not.
It's not.
I know. All right, then what?
Then we got our week in gaming. Somebody got a Diablo 3 beta key, so we'll be talking about that.
I wonder who.
Whoop. And then we'll do the releases, and then that'll be the show. So let's get to this news.
Let's get the big one out of the way, the exciting one, the fun one. Assassin's Creed 3 is upon us.
Yay!
Woo! All right, so what started as first a Game Informer leak, then became an officially released picture of the game's cover. Then some leaked screenshots, then officially released screenshots, then a trailer.
Wait. What happened before all of that? Like, years ago?
Mike Minotti called.
That's right. I've been calling this since Assassin's Creed 1, I think.
So we have an Assassin's Creed set in the Revolutionary War America. 1777, to be exact.
This is what I've always wanted.
Yes.
It's going to be goddamn beautiful.
That's a good call.
Your character
has
some Native American name I can't pronounce.
But he's called Connor.
A.K.A. Connor.
Like Con Air.
Like with Nicolas Cage is going to be in this?
Oh, no. That'd be awesome.
Is there more national treasures?
That's the only thing that could make it better.
More national treasures.
Yeah.
Anyway, he is the son of a Native American woman and a British man. Yet seemingly on the side-ish of the Americans, but not necessarily. I mean,
well, it seems to be his buddies are like George Washington and
Ben Franklin and someone else.
And like
founding
one of the
fathers.
Important one.
Yeah. But, yes, this looks...
Not yet.
Amazing.
I know.
One of the things I was calling for, and then it ended up being in this trailer that came out today, was the, taking the idea of the free running of the Assassin's Creed game, putting it in like a wilderness setting, so you're going through like trees and stuff in a forest.
Right. It's almost like Tarzan from that Disney movie. He's just run around
which
trees.
Which was exciting.
Yes.
I was kind of wondering that a little bit myself. Like, what are they exactly going to do now? What, you're not going to have those big sprawling
Everybody
European
says
cities.
That, but I mean, they have churches. The churches are by their nature tall. They point up to the heavens. You have a... there's other buildings. So, I mean, these are still cities. You have those ships with big masts.
I mean, you saw the one screenshot. And I don't know. It's either New York and Boston, I guess, or the cities. I mean, it looked like a city in an Assassin's Creed game.
Right. I mean, these cities weren't built up like 10 years earlier. You know, they've been working on these things.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I do realize that. But it's like even like the Europeans by that time started having, you know, multi-leveled, besides the churches, had multi-leveled. And there's that didn't, at least to my knowledge, you know, I like history. I'm not that into history, but to my knowledge, I didn't know if we had that many tall buildings.
No, I agree that I don't know if it's going to be like as tall as like some of the super buildings you go up into in Rome.
Yeah.
At the same time, though, what did those really serve except you climb up much higher than you really need to
air assassinations.
Yeah, you don't go up to like the top of like the freaking Colosseum and assassinate somebody off of it.
It'd be cool. You could parachute and do an air assassination.
Only parachute and...
Anyway,
you
got the Brotherhood at the end. But anyway, I mean, the thing is, here's the thing that other people forget to realize, too. I mean, this game is going to be a little bit of a shift. I mean, we've gotten so used to these kind of games derivative of Assassin's Creed, too.
It needs it, though.
Yeah, this
game's been in development since the second game was done. It's been over 3 years they've been working on it. New engine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So,
because like, it's nothing against the old engine, but it's aging.
Well, yeah.
It's still a good working one. It's just it's.
And here's the interesting thing too. Comes out October 30th. You know, PS3, PC, Xbox 360.
Wii U.
They've confirmed a Wii U version. They didn't include it in that chunk. Coming out October 30th, but it is coming to the Wii U.
I bet the Wii U will be coming out about November-ish, and this will be a launch title for it.
Yeah,
it'll be smart. So you already got a huge third party title right out the door. That's
Be
good. That's pretty good. Yeah.
I wonder if that will be like the best version though, huh?
I don't know. It depends what they do.
Yeah, you can put the controller down and play golf over it while making.
What can you do with that controller?
I don't know.
I hope they go National Treasure on it. It's like you have to like constantly read secrets. Like you steal the Declaration of Independence and you have to look at the back of it by turning over your Wii.
God.
I'm going to kidnap the President of the United States.
Nah,
hey, Connor, what are you going to do? I'm going to kidnap the President of the United States.
I'm going to eat the President of the United States.
I'm going to eat him.
What?
That was an SNL skit.
Oh, okay.
I have to eat the President of the United States. Okay.
Now, what I found interesting, too, is seemingly the wrist blade is gone. He just has the tomahawk.
No more wrist blade.
That's what it looks like.
I'm actually not kind of cool with that. I really like the wrist blade. Sorry.
It's interesting because that's kind of become one of the iconic elements of the
series. I mean, it really could be no difference if you just walk by somebody, push X, and you stab him with the tomahawk. And
well, right, but I'm just saying stylistically.
I can't be as stealthy, though,
because like, when you're walking, when you have a wrist blade, it's a concealed weapon.
Yeah, no one
weapon.
Knows.
You just walk
I bet
up,
it's
go.
Still there, to be honest.
And then, like, you know, like it could be like a... Like in real world, if you want to be like a jackass, you could do the thing where like you know you put down like your pinky or your ring finger.
Are you doing the hook blade flick off? Is that what you're insinuating?
No, just like you know the sign that even like the blonde chick from the first game at the very end of it to show Desmond, hey, I'm an assassin. She puts out her ring finger.
That was a while ago.
Now you can't do that anymore because it's a tomahawk.
Well, Ezio never cut his finger off though, right?
Because Leonardo was smart. He figured it out.
Yeah. Although apparently Lucy didn't get that message.
No.
Lucy's like, I'm going to cut my finger
off. Well,
at
the time, that's all that Desmond knew, though. He only knew that you had to have your finger cut off.
Do we all think, by the way, that they killed her off in Brotherhood because they didn't want to pay her anymore?
Well, spoilers. I mean, I knew that. But
come on.
I know.
Too old now. It's not really that important.
I don't know.
No, it really isn't. I mean, if you played Brotherhood, you know, it came out a year ago, so you should already know about it.
I think they're like, you know, nobody's buying Assassin's Creed because Kristen Bell is in it, and now we're just paying her all this money.
Exactly. I mean, cute girl, don't get me wrong, but she didn't really, like, she had part in the Desmond story. I'll give her that. Like,
She served her purpose.
This is still Desmond's story, Assassin's Creed 3. Like, don't forget that.
Exactly.
Right. Well, I won't say much, but if when you beat Revelations, it really kind of leads off to this sort of revolutionary setting more. And I really, like, after I put it out, I was thinking, like, oh, I really think they are going to do this.
That's good.
Now, here's a question. Do you think, I kind of get a sense from a lot of people that people are burned out on this series because of the game a year thing.
I'm not.
Do you think that's going to be a problem?
I love these games.
Like, I do, too, but I wonder if it might have been better.
Here's the thing I've noticed with myself. Like, Brotherhood, I don't think I beat it till the summer. Revelations, still haven't started it yet. I probably will soon, because I'm excited about this, except Mass Effect comes out. But I don't know. Like, it just means it's there for me to go to whenever I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
But you think
it's a good game. Just, like, it's not one that you absolutely, like, need to play unless you really want to see every bit of the story. But, like, it's going to be great because, like, even if you don't own it yet, you know, you can go out and buy it cheap, and I guarantee you're going to like it.
What worries me is that they're going to have to do something for people who haven't played Brotherhood or Revelations to explain to them.
Yeah,
and
that's
it's going to be annoying for me to have to sit through it.
Unless it's, like,
hopefully it's optional. Yeah.
But, yeah, I hope so.
In-game digital graphic novel. Just do that.
Because even the beginning of Revelations, they kind of did, like, the what's previously on Assassin's Creed, and it was lazy and bad, and I didn't like it. And I kind of
you got to realize, though, this is a rush game. You know,
but this one's not.
No, Revelations kind of was.
The last two.
I still don't understand how Brotherhood was made in a year, because Brotherhood
seemed really good.
Really good for a one-year production
game. Yeah, it was. Like, it definitely took two and expanded it. Like, I still, out of this, I guess this Assassin's Creed 2 trilogy, if you want to call it that.
Yeah.
The original one was my favorite. I do think that they
I'm going to put Brotherhood a little bit above it. Better. They were both very good. Revelations has more problems than them. Anything else you want to say about Assassin's Creed 3?
Really excited.
I'm quite pumped.
No, it's weird to me. You know, like, so I see some people just saying, like, oh, it's such a cool original setting, like, that no one's really done. But, like, and everyone said that after the second game came out and after the first game came out. All they're just doing is finding time periods no one's really used. So why is that, like, since the first Assassin's Creed, no one else has gone, okay, what's another kind of underutilized time period we could set a game
in?
Well,
I will say that all these time periods that they've been using, you know what genres they won't work for? First-person shooters. So that's why we're not seeing them.
you can't do a first-person shooter with a musket, you know, right, where you shoot one bullet,
and then you have to, like, relive for 5 minutes. They got cocked the gun, gunpowder.
Well, you just answered that question
for me. Yeah, that's exactly why. Like,
if you're a
great
shooter, you have to wait 40 seconds to reload.
Assassin's Creed is amazing for being a new franchise
that
involves little to no gunplay and is incredibly popular. Like, I think some people don't understand how incredibly popular Assassin's Creed is. These games always sell ridiculous amounts. All right, what's next?
All right, let's talk about the rumors of the Steam box, or the orange box, or the companion cube.
One time I misbehaved in
kindergarten.
I bought
the orange box years ago, man.
Am I
like ahead of the curve or something?
You've been planning that for...
No, I'm spontaneous and funny.
If Fraser
was talking over my great jokes, no one probably even heard
it. I had a good joke, too. I said, I bought the orange box years ago. Am I ahead of the curve? Did I get a prototype or something?
No, that wasn't funny.
Yes, it was.
Mine was better. Did everyone hear mine? Or I have to say it again?
No,
say it again. Say it again.
When I was in kindergarten, I missed... Don't look at me like that.
I'm not looking. My eyes are shut in shame.
When I was a kindergarten, I misbehaved and I had to be put in the Steam box.
Take
me out, please. I promise I won't talk
That's
over
why you
other
look
people
that way.
When they're speaking.
That's why you look that way. Okay,
oh,
I get it.
God. Steam. Anyway.
You can make a mighty good clam bake in a Steam box.
It wouldn't be a bake. They'd be steamed.
I think they aren't really baked, a clam bake. I think they're kind of steamed.
Anyway.
I like steamed lobster.
Quiet. God, I hate this.
Tell us about the Steam box.
Rumor has it that as early as this week at GDC, if not then, perhaps E3.
That seems early, but keep going.
Valve will be announcing some sort of console, which is, I mean, console's really not the best way to describe it. It's basically a PC standard, rumored to have something along the lines of an Intel Core i5, an NVIDIA graphics card, and 8 gigs of RAM.
It would be a box you'd hook up to your TV, though.
Yes.
That screams console.
I'm kind of thinking, like, it's, like, remember those, like, little, like, internet TV boxes from back in the day?
Like an Apple TV?
Yeah. And
I mean, it's still a computer.
Yeah, like, can you, like, do other stuff besides play Steam games
on it?
Yes,
I mean, again, going off the rumors, Steam, you know, Valve always is pro-open platform. Gabe Newell has said many times how wary he is of Apple's kind of closed systems. So, very specifically, in all these rumors, like, putting Origin on it was pointed out as something you'd be able to do. It's really, like I said, it's a computer. The thing about it is it's creating a baseline. And then every 3 to 4 years, that baseline gets updated. So you could say to PC developers, look, you can make whatever you want, but this is kind of what we're thinking is a good target. You could go above it, you could go below it, but this is probably what you should be shooting for. And then they're not even necessarily going to manufacture it. They'll, like, ship off the specs to whoever. Dell, Alienware, Samsung, like, whoever wants to make it.
Would there be
things.
Multiple Steam boxes?
Yeah.
Would you have to get... that's a little fishy.
But no,
I mean
multiple
Steam
in the sense that there's multiple DVD players.
Right. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So there's going to be different ones with different specs?
No. They'll have the same specs, just different manufacturers. It's kind of like... remember how when the 3DO was a thing, there was almost going to be different models of the 3DO that all would have worked the same, they just had different manufacturers? Yeah. Something like that.
Okay.
It's not to say, like, the different manufacturers couldn't throw in one or two unique things that don't affect the baseline.
But, like, they'll probably all ship with, like, a proprietary controller.
Mm-hmm. And there have been leaked, well, not leaked, but just patent documents that reveal some kind of weird...
People thought the Wii U controller was going to do this thing, too. Or even the Wii 1, the original Wii controller, where it's, like, modular.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, modular parts to it. Like, you could replace the analog stick with a little trackball and crazy things like that. The only thing, unfortunately, not in these leaks is expected pricing, because I think that's going to make all the difference. If you are going to say, like, look, this is something to compete against, you know, the Xbox, the PlayStation, you hook it up to your TV, but it costs $1,000, well, that's not really competing.
If they do that, and let's say, and I know people don't want to say, oh, it's not really console, but it would compete with that, and we would have four things again. We don't have four things. Somebody would have to not make it. Either the Steam Box won't work, or somebody is getting off the market. Well, who do you think would get hurt from it the most? I feel like Nintendo maybe not so much, because Nintendo's not doing this stuff anyways.
Honestly... I'm kind of amazed I'm going to say this, but when I think about it logically, the one who has the most to lose from this is Microsoft.
Right, because this is the stuff that Microsoft is known to do better. Like, oh, it's...
Well, and the thing is, too, I mean, an Xbox game is typically more easily ported to PC and vice versa. Mm-hmm. So, if I can get a superior PC version that, you know, in theory runs at high resolution, better graphics and everything, that's the one I'm going to get. Especially
if they cost the same or...
Yeah, it's obviously price is going to be a big factor in this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think that, honestly, when I think about it, makes the most sense.
Do you think that this thing would also play, like, all right, for instance, Assassin's Creed 3, could you pop in, like, that disc and play that?
I don't think there would be any
PC version.
But would there be a disk drive?
Not necessarily.
Could there be a disk drive you could put in a PC game?
It's probably going to have USB ports. If you want to put in a USB disk drive,
absolutely.
There's probably nothing stopping you.
But I think in theory they want people to buy, like they really want the interface, I assume, to be like Steam.
Well, yeah, and Steam's been talking about that Steam, what do they call it, Steam TV or Steam Big
Steam
or something
Works?
Like that.
Is that it? Or is that
No. Basically, it's just a TV-optimized interface for Steam.
Right, okay.
I mean, when you think about that in conjunction with this, it makes perfect sense. Like I said, everything says there's nothing to suggest that if this happens, like, it may boot to that by default, but you'll just minimize it and go to Windows.
I'd like for this to happen. I think it'd be interesting.
Oh, I'd love it. As someone who wants a new gaming PC, if this is going to be a thing, sure.
I think it would just kick...
This would be like a new era.
Right. Well, it could kick the other people, especially like Nintendo's been kind of dragging their feet in the sand with the whole kind of...
Digital distribution thing?
Yeah, just to show them, let's do
this. Really haven't caught on with
really
it.
Push. Honestly, you know who has the most to lose is going to be GameStop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Especially with used game sales, you know? Like, because what's going to be the point anymore?
Now, just to play devil's advocate, though, once again, and this kind of my argument that sometimes Valve can do no wrong, what does this system kind of sound like to you?
Monopoly.
Maybe another system that was once announced but never really came out and everyone blasted it for being stupid?
You mean the Phantom?
The Phantom. This is basically the Phantom.
Well, when you think
it's
about it...
It's an open platform, like, digital distribution.
The Phantom was circa 2001. There was going to be this console that came out that was running off-the-shelf PC components, did not have a disk drive, a broadband connection, and existed purely in digital distribution. The thing is, today, that sounds like a good idea. I think it was just a little too ahead of its time in 2001.
It's too ambitious, yeah.
What Absolutely. About the OnLive box? Doesn't the OnLive box kind of do some of this stuff? No
yes
one really
and
cares.
No. I mean, it's cloud streamed.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to have the fast internet connection. You really need a wired connection for that to work its best.
You absolutely need a internet connection. Like, if this is truly a console, you should be able to go out and buy the retail version of this.
But no, see, I still don't think, like you said, I don't think by default it's going to have a disk drive. You could put one on it. But I don't think
that would be something interesting, though, if there, all of a sudden there was one. You went out and, like, just like there's a PS3 section, a 360 section, there's a Steam box section of games.
But yeah, still, that would still just be the PC section.
That wouldn't be a bad idea, though. Like, if you could just buy, like, literally a base box, which is nothing but USB ports, and then, like, if you don't have an internet connection, if you want to go out and buy the USB disk drive, you know, you make how expensive this console needs to be for you.
Remember how people thought the original Xbox was basically just going to be a PC?
It kind of was, but
like,
yeah.
But people thought, like, literally you're going to play PC games in it.
Yeah.
Maybe,
yeah.
I feel like that's what this is going to be. Mm-hmm. The Xbox that never was.
Yeah.
All right, what's next then? I guess we're good on this topic.
So, the new Counter-Strike that's in beta testing, they just recently removed the ability to do cross-platform
play. I thought
that was
supposed to be, like, a big deal about it.
Yeah, so no more cross-platform.
So no more playing with the PS3
between the
people.
PC Mac versions and the PS3 version. This was done because even with the Steam on PS3, they still need to go through Sony's certification process for patches, and they didn't want the PC patching cycle to be slowed down as a result.
I wonder if they also were noticing that PC players were, by and large, just doing better.
Well, right,
they had
because,
to be. They had to be.
I mean, this was
as far
great
as the control issue
too,
goes.
Yeah. Because it's co-op. You don't care one way or the other over a control advantage, really.
Right.
But in a competitive game, and Microsoft proved this with Shadowrun, the mouse and keyboard is always going to win. I'm sorry.
It is.
Unless you completely handicap it so that there's like.
And that's what Shadowrun did. Yeah. So, like, yeah, that happened. It pissed people off even more.
Yeah, you slow up the mouse so much where it's, like, practically unplayable.
Mm-hmm. Or you just really boost up the auto aim for the console, I think.
Right. Yeah, you can't do that. Unfortunately, like it worked in what the hell is it called? Portal. You know, it worked in Portal just for the fact that it's not multiplayer.
It's not competitive multiplayer.
It's
not that twitchy.
Exactly. So it worked in that. But when it's competitive multiplayer, that's just two crowds that in my opinion, you can't mix. Because you're getting two different control styles, and it's definitely hugely slanted towards one side.
All right. What's next?
So,
you good?
Yeah. There's multiple things in this topic. Do you see any ways of making some sort of cross-platform play work, or is it important?
I don't know if you need to do it.
The one thing that's coming up that I think is a good example of it is that Dust514?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Which is the first-person shooter that directly ties into EVE Online. That, I think, is a cool idea, where you have two different
see,
games
well, that's
connected
kinda
to
neat.
One
you can
thing.
Play a PS3 game, and it affects your PC game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you really want people on a PS3 game to be playing with people playing a PC game.
Right.
Yeah.
For the obvious reasons we have laid out, if it tied in, not indirectly tied into it,
like how the dusting did, that'd be a little bit different. But for the fact that like these two are going to be directly tied into each other, yeah, it's not.
Now let me take this one step further. Let's say the Steam box happens, and it's a console-esque box hooked up to your TV that comes with a controller. You might be playing the new Counter-Strike with control.
Well, but you would have the option then, presumably, on that thing to have a keyboard and
yeah.
mouse because you have all these USB ports.
Especially, yeah. I was
so,
and who knows with this modular controller what kind of crazy crap they're going to come up with.
Right.
And I guess it's like you get to decide your own play style.
Yeah. So there's no real advantage unless you just are stubborn and want to play with a controller. I mean, you could play Counter-Strike with a controller on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
You just, I don't know why you would.
Yeah. Okay.
Hook up an Xbox
That's
controller. There
asking.
You go.
Next.
So the final item I have is this whole cross assault thing.
What?
The fighting game thing.
Oh, this thing. Oh, God.
You guys have to inform me on this one.
Here's the backstory.
Oh,
Capcom ran this internet reality TV series to promote Capcom Cross Tekken, where it was Team Street Fighter versus Team Tekken, 5-on-5.
Like all competitive gamers.
Yeah, made up of, gamers from the fighting game community.
Is this the Tester 2 or something?
No. It was just a tournament.
That's Tester 3, by the way. You see Ego Raptor was on that?
No.
Ego Raptor. He does awesome, the Metal Gear Awesome.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Oh, you know
that guy.
Yeah.
He got kicked off.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that. I didn't even know they had multiple
Probably
seasons.
Probably better for him. Anyway. So what happened was the guy was the team leader or coach or whatever for Team Tekken. Some guy named, oh, shoot, what the fuck's his name?
I thought it was Team Capcom's guy.
No, he was Tekken.
He's weird. He has a crazy beard.
Aris. So, I watched some of the video of this because I wanted to get an idea of this. He just starts making all these lewd, like, just sexually offensive comments to the one girl on his team.
He's kind of encouraging the, like, there's a bunch of live chatters, too. that are doing it also. He's kind of encouraging it is really the problem.
Yeah, so honestly, it got to the point where it was just straight up uncomfortable to watch this. Because he was like, not only was he being just completely off base and everything, like with his comments and everything, he's just being an asshole. Just straight up an asshole to his teammate. So then he was being interviewed by this guy, and he's saying how this was a vital part of the fighting game community, that sexism was important to the community and a foundation of it, and how you couldn't remove it or else it would cease to be the fighting game community.
Sounds more like backpedaling, knowing that you screwed up and you're
I think he's adamant.
I think he's just crazy.
He wasn't admitting any fault. He was saying, no, this is it. And if you don't like it, then just leave. That's what it is. So it erupts in this whole huge thing. Giant Bomb's Patrick Klepek did a really good job on kind of writing this all up. So first it was everyone like damning the fighting game community and the community getting all defensive. Then the girl, her name's Miranda, kind of finally spoke out and was like, listen, I don't want anyone to go after the community. The community's actually been really great, super supportive of me in light of all this. This guy's just being an asshole. Like, let's all yell at him because he's a dick. It just blew my mind that this guy thought this mentality was acceptable.
Yeah. I mean, that's really, it's a pretty simple gist. This guy's insane. And the fighting game community did not look good for a week there.
No, the problem was, I mean, there were people trying to defend him because they saw it, like, they saw an attack on him as an attack in the community when they really needed to say, no. Don't, he's a dick. We don't like him. We're not, he's not with us.
He's been.
What country did this base out of?
America.
This was America.
Now, here's the thing. Like, my question is, I mean, this happened over the course of a week.
Yeah.
After the first day, should have Capcom been like, hey, would you stop?
I bet Capcom wasn't even watching their own crappy reality
show. That might be.
Who is watching that, by the way? I mean, there's people who like this stuff.
I didn't know about it until this happened.
I didn't know about it until right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that's it.
Yeah.
All right, show's over. See you guys.
No, fix.
Oh, my bad.
Come back. Stop flying away in your spaceship.
All right, I'm back.
Need you to return to Earth.
Earth, actually. Thank you.
Okay, let's not even go into that. All right, so you guys ready for the retro console war?
Yes.
So I don't know if you guys noticed, but...
Is this like the Clone Wars?
Yes.
Awesome.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but remember the Genesis?
Uh-huh.
You remember that Super Nintendo?
Is that when, like, the Earth was created
no,
or something?
No, the system. By
oh, saying my system. Bad.
Yeah. Well, they, like... People were, like, passionate about one and the other a lot.
The console wars were a much bigger deal back then.
They really aren't as big a deal. Now we don't have exclusives like we used to. Back then, though, it was God, were exclusives important.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know that made or broke a console back then.
Right. We're going to retroactively look at the Genesis and the Super Nintendo, and we're going to pick a winner.
Okay. I prefer to call it the SNES.
SNES. You can call it whatever you want, Fixer.
Took the time right, so, currently.
The fixer box.
So I need to do this from two perspectives.
Oh no, from like what old edge guy and new edge guy?
Correct.
Proto edge guy.
Okay, channel your inner 12-year-old.
I am
12-year-old. Gosh, more
maybe
like...
maybe even younger than that. Mine was like 7, I think, when the damn thing came out, 7 or 8.
Yeah,
you're probably. Like,
yeah, oh wait, when was when it come out? 1990 here in America.
Genesis came out like 89-ish or
yeah,
something
it's
almost.
A lot older than
I don't think a lot of people had it.
Three for that, four.
I mean, this is early 90s stuff, basically, yeah, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, so from the perspective of young edge guy, here's what you had to realize. You know, we had both systems. We were very fortunate in that regard. Sega had Sonic the Hedgehog, which was a huge deal to me.
Absolutely.
Sega had the better Aladdin game, in my opinion, which was a big deal to
me. You were right.
It's weird how there were, like, there's, like, the Aladdin games were different, the Jurassic Park games were, like, different.
Yeah.
Funny you should mention that, because we also had the much better Jurassic Park game.
Much better.
We also had Blood in our Mortal Kombat, and...
Well, you didn't like the sweat?
No. Surprisingly, I did not. And I didn't really play JRPGs as a kid, so when you factor all those together, when I was a kid, I was very much a Sega fan. Very much so.
The Jurassic Park game, that was a side-scrolling one for the Genesis, right?
And yeah,
you
could
top play
over...
as a raptor.
Yeah,
it was
okay.
Awesome.
And Super had the top overhead one. Correct?
Yeah, that's really dumb. Bad. They always made those games like that. I never liked any of those.
Yeah,
top
I don't
down.
Know.
Ever since Fester's Quest on the Nintendo.
I feel like the only one anybody thinks back of fondly is a zombie at my neighbors. I didn't even like that game.
Also, you got to remember, one of my favorite games, both consoles actually contain some of my favorite games. Like Super, I'm sorry, yeah, Super Nintendo, I might as well do that one first. That contains, you know, like Super Metroid, mm-hmm. you know, which ranks mm-hmm. among my top five. Not in my top five, but still one of my favorite games. On the Genesis, we have DuckTales. Absolutely love that game.
You say, what's a game?
DuckTales, the one where you go around the world. And
that was for Nintendo.
Yeah, that was Nintendo.
No. I'm talking about the Sega Genesis one.
I think you're talking about Quackshot then.
Yeah, Quackshot. Thank
Quackshot.
You. Thank
Quackshot.
You. One of my favorite games. I can't remember the damn name of it.
Good job. Well, you just invalidated your opinion.
No. Yeah, pretty much.
It happens.
Well, okay, fine. I'll go another one then. Lethal Enforcers. That game was a shit.
All right, here's my argument.
Yeah.
And I was the Sega fanboy too. But when you look back on it.
Yes.
Ghostbusters.
I'm going to talk about the holy trinity of the Super Nintendo games, in my opinion. Super Mario World, Link to the Past, Super Metroid.
Yep.
Nintendo exclusives.
Those games kind of trump all.
Name me one Genesis game that's better than any of those. One.
Yeah, I really can't. Then when you start throwing in like...
Then like let's even say... Let's say Final Fantasy VI. Mm-hmm. No. Chrono Trigger. I don't know. Yoshi's Island. Maybe Sonic 3 is better than Yoshi's Island. That's about...
I don't know, man. I really like Yoshi's Island.
That's
like,
what I know.
I absolutely love like when you get swallowed by the... I think it's the... frog, the big giant frog, you have to swallow the eggs and shoot it at its tonsil or its throat.
Oh, yeah, that was weird.
But it's like, I feel like when you look back on it, it's almost ridiculously easy which one won.
Yeah.
It's weird because at the time it was such like a debated war.
Yeah,
unfortunately for me, my Genesis playthrough or playing ability got cut a little bit short because my dog actually chewed through the electrical cord. So, out went the Genesis.
Why did dogs... I swear to God, dogs don't eat electrical cords now like they used to.
No, I think they figured it out.
It's like they used to, like... I think they used to actually make them out of, like, milk bones or something.
I guess. on his defense, he was a puppy at the time. He wasn't old.
But no,
we had
dogs eat through controller cables and everything.
Back then, absolutely. Dogs just ate through that stuff. Like, dogs... I don't know if it's just our dogs or...
Yeah, maybe Jesse's just advanced and knows about electronics or something.
It was a Jesse that ate mine, too.
I don't know.
I can't remember, but I think I was playing Ghostbusters at the time, and I'm, like, getting kind of decently far into it, and then all of a sudden, the screen just goes static. I'm like, what happened? You know, the power's still on. I'm all looking around. I'm like, look behind the TV, and I see the dog just chewing on something. I'm like, oh, you little bastard, you!
Then you bit your dog with a shoe.
That's right.
In the end.
Oh, you're also forgetting a huge game. You're forgetting Donkey Kong Country.
I was never... crazy about that.
That was one of the games that at the time I thought was amazing.
Yeah.
It looks so good, but really it's
but
okay.
You know what? I mean, I could still think of like a lot of Super Nintendo games that I put above almost any Genesis game. I mean, you had, especially with RPG, like you had Mario RPG on Nintendo.
And Phantasy Star Wild has Wings. Its fans, Phantasy and Star. I've tried to get into it, but
I couldn't
never
get into as much. Plus,
me.
Also, like, one of them is supposed to be terrible. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely am more of like a super fan, but I definitely have like my loves on the Genesis.
My nostalgia for the Genesis, but objectively speaking, I have to say Super Nintendo.
A lot of those Sega systems, they were almost about a sort of feeling.
Yeah.
It's weird. And when you play a Genesis game, there's never any mistaking that it was a Genesis game.
On top of this, too, like, I always remember, like, my friends who still had the Genesis. Well, like I said, mine died. So I just continued my gaming just with the Super Nintendo, which is fine by me.
Right.
But I remember, like, you know, like, oh, I'm getting this sweet game. You should check it out. Oh, no, man. No, because I just bought the new Sega CD. Oh, what the fuck is
that?
Yeah,
that also killed the Genesis towards the end.
Then, like, a year later, hey, man, I just bought the 32X. What's that? An add-on to the add-on. I'm like, oh, that's awesome.
These are his conversations with Mike.
You need two add-ons to play cool games. Awesome.
you only need the two add-ons to play the better version of Corpse Killer.
Yeah.
Corpse freaking killer. All right, so...
I did see the angry video game nerd that filled me in.
Are we unanimous in that Super Nintendo one?
Yep.
I concur.
All right. Let's talk about our week in gaming.
Diablo 3?
Let's talk about Diablo 3
first.
What's up, Fixer?
Okay, hang on one sec. Go ahead. Talk about that.
Better not bringing out, like, a prepared statement.
No prepared statement. I ain't that cheesy.
What are you reaching for?
I need to get my jacket. Go ahead. Talk about Diablo 3.
I'm terrified.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Are you going to murder us?
No,
he's getting his phone out. Why are you getting your phone out?
Because you said this week in gaming, and just to let you know, we have 3 hours, 51 minutes, and 11 seconds till the Reapers land on Earth.
Oh, okay.
AJ was terrified about what you were going to do.
I was just like, what is he doing?
And you did the one thing he liked.
Yes, you just saved yourself. Oh,
I knew I was going to be redeemed with that. We're all Mass Effect fans.
That is, oh, God, yeah. Let's talk about that for a second.
You want to tell your story?
Yeah.
Okay, go for it.
Go on, Shepherd Commander.
I had a terrible, terrible Origin customer support experience. Hey, no, figures!
The customer support, at least the guy who I
No, the customer,
with,
yeah, well,
guy
my guy wasn't
was
as
awesome.
Useful.
Your guy wasn't as useful. Like, I'll jump in when I
Well, come here's
in,
what so. Happened. So, I want to play Mass Effect 3, of course, and I wanted to get the digital deluxe version because that comes with, like, the one character or whatever.
And some other things.
And other things. But, I wanted to trade in games to buy it still. And I still wanted to get it, like, when it unlocks at midnight. So what I did is I got a bunch of games, I traded them in at GameStop, and I just got, like, the $20 EA cards. So
which
that,
in and of itself was a little bit of an adventure because I couldn't find them.
So I just got four of those.
Where did you eventually find them at?
They were behind something.
They're at GameStop.
Oh,
yeah.
GameStop. Like, something else got misshelved.
But,
that was sexy. My...
Excuse me, you might want to edit those out. They might have been gross.
Oh, no, they're staying.
Oh, goody. Thank you.
Hope the ladies
that
are listening.
That was a Cherry Coke Zero, in case you guys were wondering over there.
Guess
so,
the burp.
So I have $80 worth of these EA cards. So I can buy this thing because it costs $80. So first I have to figure out how to put these in on Origin. And, like, you don't get to do it on Origin. You have to go to another site, which is interesting. there's no like,
so they have
Origin.
A partner site to work with their site to transfer money.
These cards predate Origin, I believe, actually.
Right, like, they don't have, like, new Origin cards. So I do this. And that's I figured stupid. That there was probably going to be tax. So I was like... So, and there was. So, it was like really
$84.
Yeah, $84 and $85.40. Like, okay. So, it's like put in a credit card to pay for the rest of your game. I was like, okay,
so
fine.
So, even online, they still charge you tax.
Yeah. I mean, that's whatever.
Everything
Everyone
does. PlayStation,
does.
Xbox, Steam does.
Yeah,
that
is true. So, what the hell am I thinking?
But the problem is that I only have $80. I'm not going to get another $20 card, so I have $100. Then, you know, I'm never going to use Origin again.
No, you're literally using it for one game.
Right.
So I do that, and I put in my credit card, and it doesn't work. I'm like, okay. I don't know why my credit card's not working. So I try AJ's card, because I was like, AJ, I'll give you $5 and a nickel. Just come over here and...
Shorted me by 35 cents, but whatever.
Right. I did the math wrong. I would
give me your money.
But, well, his card didn't work, so...
This is the card that I've used already on Origin,
right, so like, I keep
pre-order
trying
for myself.
It's just not working. And it's like, well, what the heck? So I get the guy to call me. Yeah. I felt so bad for this guy. Was so timid and so,
you made
like,
him call you.
Well, it's weird. Nice. They don't list a phone number for Origin customer support. You hit the help button to bring up the help menu in Origin, and there's a button that says call me. You click it, you put in your name, your phone number, and then they'll call you, which I guess is good. You don't
That's
have to sit
nice
there waiting on hold. Yeah.
But...
In a way, yeah, that is kind of cool. In a way, that's neat.
I don't think this guy completely understood my problem for a while. He just had me give him my credit card information so that he could try and see that it wasn't working.
Was he a Nigerian prince?
What?
Was he a Nigerian prince?
No, he sounded very like a 21-year-old linky nerd guy.
Okay, just making sure.
But like, you know, there's like the awkward part where like he's like waving something. He's like trying to do small talk with me. So he's like, so did you play those other Mass Effect games? I'm like. Yeah, man.
Yeah, yes, I have.
Yeah. What do you think I'll buy the third one in the series for you, dumbass?
Like,
you think I'm just going to start with this
effect.
One?
What's that? But I was like, yeah, I'm sure they tell him to do that. Like, yeah, man, pretty sweet stuff. Like, hugs, yeah. So
I would have been like trying to go old school with it. I'd be like, hey, dude, you remember the original like Need for Speed?
I should have been like, oh, you work for BioWare. What about Baldur's Gate? Nah.
No, was it EA you're on the phone with, or was it BioWare?
It was EA.
EA's Origin.
Okay. So it doesn't work. He's like, I don't know why this isn't working. This has never happened before. I'm like, well, that's nice. So his solution to me was, after like, you know, doing this forever, he's like, go. He's like, do you have a Walmart by you? I'm like, yes. Is this actually going to go where I think it's going? He's like,
go buy it on the retail.
He's like, go. No, he's like, go buy another card. And then you'll have enough money to buy the thing. I had to say like, yeah, but then I'll have $15 wasted because
is the
he's
minimum...
like, well, you can use that on your next Origin purchase. I'm like, yeah, there's not gonna be a next.
This
Origin
is a horrible
purchase.
Experience. There's not gonna be a next time.
Right? Well, it doesn't even matter how good or bad the experience was. I don't want to use Origin.
Yeah.
I literally only have to for this. Like, if it wasn't for, like, the whole, like, character saving thing, I would just get the 360 version even.
Right.
But, you know, like, my save file was on the PC, so I needed it.
Now, would you be able to, like, go to a store and buy, like, a retail disc?
I would, but...
But not the digital card.
The problem is that I'm already 80 bucks in on those cards.
Yeah, and you already have the cards.
I can't take them back. And I did that because I wanted it to unlock at midnight. So this was the guy's like, just go buy another car.
So I come downstairs as Mike is finishing this conversation. I can see in his face this is not going well. He looked livid.
I was furious.
So when Mike explains it to me, I'm like, why don't you tell the guy that's not acceptable? You need to figure something out. So I called. Basically, after an hour and a half of phone calls and the guy had to do other things and call me back, the guy I got was super helpful, by the way, I should say. He did a very good job. We came to the conclusion, first we thought it's because so many, well, when we were putting in the credit card, it appeared like it never actually saved it. Then he had me like log out, restart Origin and everything. It was at least now saving the credit card at this point, but it still was saying like card not valid. Well, he suspected that because there were so many failed attempts on that account, that the account became locked. And they, for whatever reason, do not have the capability where they are to unlock it. It's like a purely automated process. Like, after 24 hours, the account unlocks. So, his next suggestion was, well, I could give you a 15% off coupon code that would take it below the $80, even with the tax, but the code doesn't work on a pre-order. So just wait till the game comes out at midnight tonight and buy it. I said, look, that'd be fine. And I was pretending to be used. I didn't know if you cared or not. But I was like, you know, I wanted to pre-order it to get the pre-order bonuses. So you get like a couple guns or whatever. Not really, no big deal, but...
Right, but it still sucked that I was being reprimanded because their crap
the
wasn't
guy was
working.
Like, yeah, no, that's a good point. Hang on. So he told me he'd call back while he tried to figure something out. So he called me back like half an hour later. And what he ended up working out for you was the coupon code. He said, just buy it when it comes out tonight. Here's a reference number. Just call back after you buy it. Give this reference number. I'll leave all the notes. And then they'll just add, they can add to your account after the game comes out, the pre-order bonuses. So I was like,
all
right.
So I guess it's all going to work out, but God, it was annoying.
It's a hell of a lot of work for $5.40.
Sounds like after all this, it would have been easier just to track down one of the balloon versions.
Yeah, honest. I should have made a little aircraft in, like, a little hoverboard. All right.
And then the good thing, too, is I was able to log in with my account and get it preloaded, yeah. So you're relatively good to go. But, yeah.
You needed,
well,
like...
I mean, then, too, I didn't tell you this. He when he called me back, he said, it may not just be your account. We may have uncovered an error in Origin's entire ordering system.
I broke Origin. Figured.
Pretty much.
Destroyed it.
So, good job.
I'm glad.
You should have been like, to the Michael Dacto, and went and flew and found it. From Family Guy, the Peter Dacto.
Yeah,
anyways.
So, let's talk about the Diablo 3 beta.
Yeah,
what game's that? Never heard of that.
You should pay attention. It's going to be pretty big,
I think. It's pretty sweet. I mean, it's cool because I always like, you know, like, okay, it's going to be like Diablo 2.
No.
But they've changed a lot of the infrastructure. A lot of it's been streamlined.
But
in good ways.
Yeah, when you say streamlined, so many people are like, oh, they simplified it for noobs.
Here's like the one thing I never even thought of that I love is that when you level up, you don't have to like add points to your stats anymore. And why should you? Like, because when you were the barbarian, for instance, like, okay, strength and like health.
What do you mean, dude? You played the barbarian. It's clearly to be a magic user.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you have like the ability to like only put 5 points in arcane or whatever every level. Like, why would you? So now you just, when you level up, your stats go up like as they should for your class.
I think it's just like the old school crowd who likes to do that.
Yeah,
but then that same old school crowd, they pick their class and open up a wiki and find the build they should follow.
Right.
So it was the same thing.
Yeah, it's just getting rid of that. And there's no skill trees.
What should I do?
The fact there's no skill tree, that's kind of interesting. So basically, like, everybody's going to have the same sequence of when they get a new ability.
Yeah, stuff just unlocks. There's, like, basically six categories of spells or whatever.
Right, and, like, each spell, they have, like, modifier runes, which were originally dropped items again, but then they said, no, we're just going to have these unlock at certain levels.
Do you like that with the no talent tree?
I think I do.
It's great. It basically, you could almost think of it like the mentality of a deck-building game, where you're just crafting your deck of abilities from each category. So you have something you bind to the left mouse, right mouse, and then the 1 through 4 keys. And they're different categories of abilities. And you can switch them whenever you want. There's just a little bit of a cooldown after you've equipped something, so you're not doing it in like the middle of a fight. Mm-hmm. But it just means you're no longer going to waste your talent points on a talent you didn't ultimately want because you didn't know how it performed until you got to try it. You're never going to, you know, not get an ability you wanted because you didn't place your points correctly. And it just lets you experiment.
You know what I love is that.
For me, a person who has no experience with this, well, very limited experience with this franchise, to me it kind of sounds like the old school Final Fantasies where it just levels you up into perspective categories.
It is almost kind of more like that JRPG system.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. But what I like is that, like, you don't, like, put, like, it's not like you unlock Fireball. You want to put 1 point. There's, like, it adds knockback or does, like, a chain lightning effect.
Yeah.
Things like that. You can have one of those.
I forget which ability was for the wizard. It basically completely changed. Oh, no. Right. For the arcane orb. Instead of being an orb you shot out, it turned into, like, a spinning shield.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, oh, that's basically a completely different ability.
Right, yeah. So there's a lot going on there. Plus, like, and one ability is always on the left mouse. And that one, it'll usually generate whatever resource you use for attack.
Well,
so let's say mana, for instance.
Well, no, don't say mana.
Mana.
The wizard has arcane energy.
Yeah,
but you know what I mean.
Just
gens on its own.
Let's say, okay.
Say rage for the warrior.
Rage.
Or the barbarian.
Left attack is, the left click button usually pretty something kind of basic, like swing your axe or whatever. And that'll generate rage. Mm-hmm. And then your right click ability will always spend rage.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no mana potions this time. There's no mana.
Health potions are just drops that you walk over and pick them up.
And there are still
ones you can bind to the Q key.
Very important question here. Does Geed make a cameo appearance in this one?
I knew this wouldn't be a serious question, by the way. Does who make a cameo appearance?
Geed. I'm Geed. What you need? You know, the little merchant from number 2? Like one of the first towns you go to?
Man, I don't even remember this character.
Oh, that guy.
How do I remember this? I'm
I
not even a fan
of
this game.
I don't know what you're talking about. He was not one of the more memorable characters. What are you talking
about?
When he says it like that, I feel like he should be. Because if he actually says, I'm Geed, what you need, I don't know why I didn't remember it.
I'm probably over-exaggerating that one. I forget what he says.
I like that. I'm Geed. I want to do that. I want to make a game where there's a merchant. His name's Geed. He's like, I'm Geed, what you need?
I'm Geed, what you need?
But It looks very cool. It's got this very nice. Like, the first town is Tristram, like from Diablo 1. It's new Tristram. So it's kind of
outside of old Tristram.
And it's got this very sort of moody, almost kind of misty feel to it.
Yeah, I don't know. Everyone was like, oh, there's color in this game.
Yeah.
Wow.
It looks great.
Looks
very eerie.
Yeah, I always hated the Game Boy Color.
What are you talking about?
Sorry, you're dismissed.
You're going to live.
I liked green and dark green.
But. And the destructible environments are really cool. The physics
that makes a huge difference. I'm surprised at how big a deal that is to me. Just the fact, like, if you go into, like, a room that's got, like, tables and chairs and you let off an energy blast and shit goes flying, like, it just looks so cool.
It's like Forced Unleashed style type shit.
And I like that. I like a lot of the ambient storytelling. Like, you walk by people and they'll start just talking about things. You get in a companion, like, you two kind of start talking to each other. There's banter during combat.
And we learned about companions during Fable, too. They don't work too well.
That's better.
Yeah.
This is more like...
Like, when you level up, they congratulate you. It's
yeah,
like
it's
being
like,
in a guild.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. No, like yeah, I leveled up, and you get this, like, Templar with you towards the end of the beta. So when I leveled up, like, your guy will always say some pithy little thing when you level up, like, ah, my knowledge increases. But he just went, it is well earned.
Right.
I was like, it is well earned. Thank you. So which classes have you played so far?
Demon Hunter, which I like a lot, which is, it's kind of like going all...
it's your rogue sort of class.
Well, not really. It's kind of like a cross between a rogue and the ranged person because he uses the bows and crossbows.
Well, Diablo rogue, not Warcraft rogue, excuse me.
Right, but yeah, I guess so. But like, so, you know, I have dual crossbows, and like the one ability is really cool. It's like you just hold it down, you fire a constant stream of crossbow shots out in front of you. I think I liked him the best. I've been doing Monk too, and that's all hand-to-hand combat.
Yeah, I did the wizard, and I started with the barbarian.
Just other thing. Like, I like the, like, when you kill, like, there's like a lore book, kind of like in a BioWare games.
Except yeah, when you like Codex entries, yeah.
Yeah, when you unlock a new piece of lore, it's like you can just play a button and it'll be narrated by Deckard Cain or some other character.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems really good. It's very exciting.
Tentative release date then?
No release date yet. Probably this fall.
I just want it so bad.
Assuming fall, what about you, Edgar?
I might think summer.
I'd wish, but I don't know. All right,
it's, you know, they gotta let some people play before the apocalypse. It's only fair.
AJ, you got SSX.
I have SSX.
Too much more to say about it besides, you know, you talk about when you played the demo.
Yeah, I guess the big things to talk about that are different than the full game. DJ Atomica is in it. Hooray. I'm doing like the story mode in the game, which is where you do the formerly titular Deadly Descents. The way they work, I didn't realize this going into it after the first one. Basically, every mountain range has a different thematic obstacle to it. So the Rockies were about trees. So you just had your deadly descent was just down a a mountainside that had a lot of down trees and things to avoid. This is then
the snowboarding one, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The next one, it was it was in Siberia, so ice was the issue. Like, these mountains just were sheets of ice, basically. So you actually had to have ice hooks in your hands. So your turning was really different. Like, you would go to turn, you'd actually hook into the ice to assist with your turn, so it would be
good
late. The last one I did, which was Patagonia, that's where it was all about the air suits. So there were, like, these huge gaps, and you had to deploy your air suit to kind of glide over them.
Kind of like the human squirrel type?
Yeah, those things.
Okay,
exactly.
That's kind of cool, actually. And you have a snowboard attached to you?
Yeah. So, you go off a jump, you do a trick, then you glide across this gap, and you do another trick, and you land. It's really cool. I'm working my way to Mount Everest right now, and that's going to be oxygen. You have to actually.
I tried that one before, actually.
So yeah, it's super fun. It's really good.
Got to try it, Fixer. What do you want to talk about?
What do I want to talk about? All right. Last time I was
on. Wait, hang on. Is this a game that's come out in the last month?
No.
Then you have 2 minutes.
No, that's fine. That's fine.
This basically is just him admitting something that I find delicious.
I'm admitting a tentative screw-up on my end. Last time, I do believe it was the last time I was on.
Yeah, it was right when Gran Turismo 5 was new.
Yeah. And that was, what, March of last year?
Was that really that long ago?
I think so.
Something.
Yeah.
Anyways, though, I finally did get to play,
Forza 4.
Competition. Yeah, that game. Yeah.
Which you said would never be as good as Gran Turismo, because you're such a...
You're a minute and a half.
You're a dedicated...
I'm a
badge guy.
Yeah, come on. You know, this is hard for me.
So you go on and on about the stupidest, crappy iPhone
I don't care
games.
About Pokemon.
Yeah, we don't care about
this
Pokemon.
This is cars, man.
Guy.
People can own these.
Yeah.
Okay, come on.
Come on, Face. You can do this. I believe in you.
All right. I played it over a friend's house, and I absolutely loved it.
That's right.
I played it well, because I got to remember, to defend myself in the smallest way, back when... GT5 came out, the demo to Forza 4 started popping out, so unfortunately I did not get to play the full game. But when I got to play the full game, get to play a little bit about the campaign and the way how the progression of like how you get through the game, loved it.
You were convinced that Gran Turismo 5 was going to be hot shit.
Well, you see, there are still some things I do like a little bit better about GT5. Like, I do like the physics system on it a little bit better still. But overall, as far as the overall experience, I do have to say I am kind of turned into a Forza fan. Like, I wish I had a working 360 now, because it's like a couple of the things that like really bug the shit out of me with like GT5 is they always did this ever since number one. Do you want the Demio A-Spec van from Mazda? It's a fucking van. Do you want to drive that around a track?
No.
Do you want to drive that in real life?
No.
So why should they force you to do that?
No,
in the
I
game?
Know. Yeah, that was always kind of Forza thing. Was I think that was their motto for Forza 3. It was like nothing below 200 miles per hour. Like, if the vehicle, like, couldn't average out of 200, it wasn't in the game.
Yeah. And this game, I don't know if they're that anal, because, like, there's like, a lot of, like, good cars in this one. We're, like, GT5, it's kind of biased towards, like, the Japanese and the European markets. If it does have a...
Genoist bastards.
Yeah. And it's, like, whatever, whatever your particular preference for cars is, but, like, still, like, you got to have all three of them in there so you can have, good battle, especially with the online functionality these days. So, like, when they're missing out on, like, the American cars and only doing, like, the big cars, like the Ford GT, the Corvette and such, they kind of missed out on a lot of our pony cars, like a lot of our Firebirds, a lot of our Camaros, a lot of our Mustangs. But Gran Turismo only has so many. They don't have, like, you can't tell me that a 68 Mustang is exactly the same as, like, a Mustang from 1990. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
Completely different cars. And Forza just basically had more options is the point I'm going at here with that.
It's just fascinating because... I mean, I wish people could understand just how much of a Gran Turismo fanboy you were.
Oh,
I used to just tease you, like, oh, I think Forza's better. You get so mad at me.
I still am. But, like, all right, I heard, like, oh, Gran Turismo just updated. So I'm like, oh, what are they going to add? Oh, in-car view for every car. Oh, that sounds great. I always wanted one of my favorite cars, Japanese cars, is the Mazda RX-7. So now, since they cheaped out on the production of that game, or I'm sorry, of that car, it's only the cheap model. It's not the high-class model.
Right, which
no
is
in-car view.
Crazy thing.
So I download this thing. I go to get in the in-car view, and when you sit inside it, it's not the interior at all. It's just a big silhouette. It's all black. You can see through the black. That's about it. So it's
I knew they were doing an update, but I didn't know that's what they did. I assumed
they
did everything correctly.
They did this for the PSP, but I can understand that just because it is the PSP.
Right.
This is the PS3. And you're talking about cars that look like they're from the PS2 era.
Yeah, that's not good.
No. Anyways, though, my point of this whole segment in the first place was, yes, I am fixing my own
fixing.
Oh, the double fix.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah, clear in the air there.
Very brave of you, Fixer.
Thank you, thank you.
Are you guys ready for the releases now?
Yeah, what do we got?
All right.
I already told you the one.
Mass Effect 3,
Hang
yeah.
Hang on, let me tell you. I'll do this
one. How close are we to the Reaper invasion?
Yeah, well, according to Twitter, they're already here. Do you see this ARG they're doing? I told you about it. It's pretty cool.
I'm going to do this one. The Reapers are going to land on Earth. Yes. And they're going to land on Earth in 3 hours, 30 minutes, 20 seconds.
I actually have a widget for this. That's awesome. I'm so excited. I really, really, really am excited.
So besides that, though, it's not a bad week otherwise, really. We got I Am Alive is coming out.
Yeah, I want to check that out. It's going to be hard to play. Well,
Street Fighter,
I'll beat Mass Effect 3 quickly, at least, I figure.
Street Fighter Cross Tekken for 360 PS3. Or you could think of it as, like,
Street Fighter 5-ish.
Street Fighter 4.5. That's how I kind of think of it. MLB 12, the show for Vita and PS3.
I'll be getting
there
this tomorrow.
There you go, buddy.
You see that you could do a thing if you get both versions, you save $20.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. And how much are Vita games?
They have a wide price range.
$40 on Vita.
And it's Vita, not Vita.
I know that.
So it is Vita, not Vita?
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Are you going to do both, Mike? Do you have a Vita?
AJ does. AJ got one for his birthday.
Yeah, I already have this pre-ordered and gift cards for it and everything. So,
oh, there you go.
I'll be picking that up tomorrow.
All right, Unit 13 for the Vita.
Which
that's
had
that
a
third
great demo.
That's
great
that third
demo.
Person shooter we liked. Blades of Time for PS3 and 360. Never heard of this.
That sounds amazing.
All right,
that sounds like my pick. Screw Mass Effect.
The other baseball game, Major League Baseball 2K12, PS3, PC, Wii, PSP, PS2, DS, 360.
PS2, yeah.
Yeah, peace. That's nice.
12 years later, man.
I guess.
12 years strong.
Rush 3D for 3DS.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, look at this. You can get the MLB 2K12 and the NBA 2K12 combo pack.
That's interesting.
Huh.
Did you say Rush 3D?
How much does that cost? It'd have to be like $80, at least.
Like San Francisco Rush?
No, Crush.
Oh, Crush.
It was a puzzle game released for the PSP where it revolved around changing the environment from 3D to flat 2D. So, like, if you have, like, blocks that were positioned in various areas, when you crushed it, they could form a straight line.
So in a way, this kind of sounds like Echochrome.
A little bit. So when you think about this now on a 3DS, it makes a lot of sense.
Oh, absolutely.
So, and I think a demo for it came out. I didn't mean to check it out.
Okay, well, we're still on the new releases. Refresh my memory real quick on I Am Alive.
This was, like, that, like, constantly rumored, was it being developed, was it canceled game from Ubisoft. It takes place after some kind of apocalypse. It's a third-person action-adventure game. Kind of looks Uncharted-esque a little bit. But the cool thing is, the way it kind of treats the post-apocalyptic world, like, guys will try to come after you with, like, knives and stuff, and you could pull a gun on them, and they'll just freak out. Because it's all, they're just trying to survive. Once you trump them, they don't want to mess with you, because they're worried you might shoot them. You might not even have ammo. They don't know that. And they'll be saying, like, hey, come on, man, I'm not worth the bullet. Like, just leave me alone. Like, you could actually get
this
out of situations.
This is the one where you're trying to reconnect with, like, your wife and daughter?
I think so. Something like that, okay. Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
And the one that Naughty Dog's making, what's that one called?
The Last of Us.
I always get them mixed up, too.
Yeah. I know that there's two games coming out. I thought they were coming out a little bit closer to each other. I didn't know that
Last
this one's already out.
It'll be later this year.
This year?
Probably better.
Probably. It's going to be either late this year or early next year.
Wow.
And the last game on here is just Lego Harry Potter Years 5 through 7 for the Vita. Cool. All right. That's the show.
So this week, we get the iPad 3 announcement, Sony has some kind of Vita announcement, and we have GDC. So,
yeah.
Exciting week ahead.
Maybe the Steam Box will be announced. Who knows?
Who knows?
Mike, why aren't you there?
I don't know, man. I'm not a developer.
It'll allow.
He doesn't like conferences.
Anyways, thanks for listening, everybody. Fixer, thanks for joining us.
Yes.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, as always. Always
been a little bit too long.
Always pleasure, always. AJ, hate you.
Hey, you're welcome for getting Mass Effect for you, dick.
You can find more of us at ebpodcast.com, and we're also on Twitter, twitter.com/explodingbarrel, facebook.com/explodingbarrel. Be sure to go in the iTunes Music Store and leave us a review. All right, that's it. We'll see you next week right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye.
Quiet. God, I hate this.